Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Spice, you know firsthand that the Bears-Packers rivalry can get pretty intense.
Yeah.
It can get pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But this story is actually really cool. A Bears season ticket holder, Pete Cashman, actually has a very special connection now to a Packers fan. A Packers fan ended up saving his life. Check it out.
I've had season tickets since 1979, since Dan Hampton was a rookie.
Over the years, watching the Bears play at Soldier Field became more than just a pastime for Pete Cashman.
I think it helped me stay alive and made me look forward to something.
Pete was suffering from hepatitis C, and in 2009 was told he needed a liver transplant. But that didn't stop him from watching his favorite team.
I was sick in the hospital, and they would get me fixed up, and they would drain all the water out of me. Get me feeling better. I'd go to the game on a Sunday and I'd come back to the hospital on Monday. It made me a goal in my life to, if I could get to this game while we're waiting for a liver, you know, I could get to the next game, I could wait, you know. It just was something that, you know, motivated me to keep me alive.
The liver team that was with us would get to know Peter really well already, get to know our family and knew that he was a Bears fan and an avid Bears fan, so they would be like, oh, Peter, come on, don't worry, we'll fix you up, and then, is there a Bears game this weekend? Oh, and I would be like, are you kidding me? Fix them up, but do we have to go to the Bears game? And in Peter's case, we had to go to the Bears game. So yeah, it definitely kept us going.
As time went on and football season came to an end, Pete got sicker. 2010, he was transferred to a hospital in Madison, Wisconsin to await a transplant.
I just was got really tired, and I was told my daughter, she was in the room, and I told her I was going to give up, and she told me not to. She was just hang on for one more day, and of course I did, and that liver came that night.
Pete was released from the hospital 2 weeks later with his new liver. What he didn't know was that liver came from 32-year-old Amy, a loving mother of two and a lifelong Packers fan.
I didn't know nothing about her. So I wrote him a letter of gratitude. I told Amy about my family and how thankful I am to be here and that, you know, and then they wrote me back a letter. Dear Pete, thanks for the letter, for the gift of a liver. Yes, the loss of Amy was and it is very painful for us. Knowing that her gift has given you the second chance you mentioned is a great comfort to us. As you well know, each and every day is also a gift.
In their lowest point of their lives, knowing that their daughter died, they were able to find the courage to reach within themselves and help somebody else. That is unbelievable.
Pete, Marge, and their three children made the trip to the heart of Packer country in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, to meet Amy's family.
What was it like meeting that family face-to-face for the first time?
It was it was heartwarming, and at the same time, it was sad to see them, but they were so happy. You could tell they were so happy to see me. And they gave me a big hug and a kiss, and they, you know, it was just remarkable to be there with them, to show them that I'm alive.
What did you say to them?
Thank you, but that's like not enough, you know? So, yeah, thank you. Very grateful and sorry for your loss. That's about all you can say.
Because of Amy, Pete has been able to share more memories with his own kids.
I got to see my two oldest kids graduate college. I got to see my youngest boy graduate grammar school and start high school. He's starting to drive now. Last December, I got to walk my daughter down the aisle.
Pete also got to see the Bears play in the NFC Championship game back in 2011.
They lost, and years ago, I would be so angry especially against the Packers. And I was kind of calm about the whole thing. I went home, I was with my daughter, we went home, and I just sulked for a little bit. And I got on it. I wasn't cursing or swearing or spitting nails like I used to. I mean, it's a whole different outlook on life. It's not to be really upset about a football game. That's not it anymore for me. You know, I used to, you know, take things serious, Bears game seriously, you know, especially against Green Bay.
Amy's mother, Barb, later joked with Pete after that game, saying, "At least part of you went home happy."
You know, I have a Packer liver. I'm still a Bears fan. I root for the Packers, only one that benefits the Bears.
And I should mention, too, that with new medicine, Pete found out this year that he's completely cured of hepatitis C.
Makes you feel a little bit grateful about the green team up north.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah, just
a little.